If I could, I would dare feed your dreams and starve your fears.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Despite legal challenges, 300 Illinois Guardsmen, along with 200 Texas Guardsmen, have been mobilized for a federal protection mission in the Chicago area. Texas National Guard troops expected to be deployed to the Broadview Ice Processing Center outside Chicago, according to law enforcement sources telling the ABC 7 I team. ABC's Louis Martinez has more.
U.S. Northcom, these forces of the Texas National Guard, what they are doing and what they are going to do is to protect federal facilities and more specifically any ICE personnel located in the area there in Chicago.
Hearings take place tomorrow in appellate courts on deployments to both Chicago and Portland, Oregon. Another vote to end the shutdown failing in the Senate today. 750,000 workers furloughed for an eighth day, and now the IRS says it will furlough half of its workforce. A 29-year-old Florida man has been arrested for igniting the fire that grew into the deadly Palisades fire in January. He's facing 20 years in prison, police accusing Jonathan Rinderneck of deliberately setting the blaze. This is ABC News. President Trump signaling today he may travel to Egypt as early as Sunday, with talks progressing on the U.S. peace plan to end the war in Gaza. The first phase, including a ceasefire and the release of all remaining hostages in Gaza. Here's ABC's Patrick Reeval on the talks.
And they say, quote, that steps have been made, but differences still remain. And we know in general there have been a lot of positive signs coming out of Egypt. We're now on the third day of these talks. We've seen President Trump's envoy, Steve Witkoff, join the talks, as well as his son-in-law, Jared Kushner. A senior aide to Benjamin Netanyahu, Ron Dermer, has also joined the talks, as well as Turkey's intelligence chief and the prime minister of Qatar.
The federal electric vehicle tax incentives expired at the end of September, but Tesla is rolling out two less expensive EVs. Prices for those EVs started under $40,000 for the standard Model 3 sedan and the Model Y SUV. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Fuller's Milker Center, LLC, Lancaster and Richland Center, is your GIA dealer. See Fuller's for quality route service, milk time checks, and inflation maintenance. Visit fullersmilkercenter.com.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO's Evening News, sponsored today by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. Tonight, lows in the mid-30s, light winds out of the east, clear with some scattered frost chances again, as a frost advisory for Vernon, Richland, and Sauk counties will be in effect from 4 a.m. to 9 a.m. on Thursday. And then on Thursday, look for sunny skies later on with highs in the mid-60s. Right now it is 61 degrees.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 3, flexibility and room to grow. Working around school schedules, helping with tuition, seeing someone grow in responsibility and compensation. Flexibility and room to grow. More reasons to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's Food Safety and Inspection Service is issuing a public health alert for FSIS-inspected ready-to-eat meals produced by Fresh Realm containing riced cauliflower that may be contaminated with listeria. Based on current evidence, the products included in this public health alert are not related to any ongoing outbreak investigations. The products subject to the public health alert are sold by Blue Apron, 13.05-ounce plastic tray packages labeled Dish by Blue Apron Cheesy Chicken Mac with Vegetables, with lot codes 25240 and 25247. The product bears establishment number P3081. And sold by Marley Spoon, 10.5-ounce packages labeled Balance by Marley Spoon Barbecue Sauce Beef Meatballs with Cheesy Cauliflower with lot code 25255. The product bears establishment number 47718. There have been no confirmed reports of adverse reactions due to consumption of these products. Anyone concerned about an illness should contact a healthcare provider. FSIS is concerned that these products may be in consumers' refrigerators or freezers. Consumers who have purchased these products are urged not to consume them. These products should be thrown away or returned to the place of purchase. The City of Richland Center has historically received emergency management services through an agreement with the county, with the current contract set to expire on December 31st. On September 26th, the county provided a proposed one-year contract to continue EMS for the city and other participating municipalities with a signing deadline of November 1st. The proposed 2026 EMS contract from the county includes material changes compared to the current and previous agreements. If a one-year contract is approved as presented, there will be an increase of $52,420 from 2025 to 2026, amounting to a total cost of $167,510. The City Council voted last night to decline executing the proposed 2026 EMS contract with Richland County as presented, and instead authorized the City Administrator to formally request an extension of the current EMS agreement through March 31st, with a rate adjustment excluding capital expenditures to ensure uninterrupted service and allow time for a thorough evaluation of service options. Following last week's community forum in Richland Center, we have been highlighting the different entities who make up the panel: the Richland School District, Simons Recreation Complex, the Richland Hospital and Clinics, the City of Richland Center, and Richland County. Today we are focusing on the Richland Hospital, represented by CEO Bruce Raisler.
The hospital is a nonprofit corporation. We're 501c3, and so what does that mean? Who owns the Richland Hospital, if not the city or the county or something? Well, as a nonprofit, we have a corporation that operates independently, but its mission and purpose is to serve the greater Richland area and is self-perpetuating. So think of it as being analogous to Grace, right? Who does fantastic work, by the way, but who owns Grace? Well, we all do. It's a community board, or Richland United Givers, or any number of fine nonprofits in our area. So on one hand, we're a private organization, but on the other hand, if you know a little bit about healthcare, a lot of healthcare gets funded by taxpayers, by you and me, either with federal dollars or state dollars through the Medicare program or the Medicaid program, most substantially. In fact, roughly 72% of the revenue that it takes to run the Richland Hospital comes either directly or indirectly from government sources. So I feel we kind of belong up here in that regard. Again, we're not a public organization, but we definitely rely on the public tax dollar. And again, our purpose likewise is to serve the community.
A study in 2018 pointed to the strengths and weaknesses of the facility structure.
The upshot of that study 7 years ago was we've been in that location for closing in on 95 years at that point. In that same location, having modified, renovated, expanded to that building, we think 10 times over that nearly 100 years. And at some point, you have to start over. The building infrastructure, what's behind the walls and under the floor and above the ceiling, is no longer serviceable, can't be maintained. So the board back in 2018 started pushing us toward a replacement facility. We took a run at that. You may recall, we paused that planning almost 2 years ago now because the construction costs just made it unaffordable. But it's a reality that we'll have to face eventually. I'm not going to talk too much more about that, but it's something that I'm, in my professional opinion, will need to be done in our lifetimes.
In the meantime, TRHC has been doing some remodeling to its current structure.
We got a large federal grant to pay for the bulk of that. Roughly $4.6 million came about a year and a half ago with the support of our federally elected leaders. So roughly 80% of the cost is being borne by that federal grant.
Raisler stated that there are still a lot of questions to how the Big Beautiful Bill will affect rural health care with the cuts to Medicaid, but he is hopeful for the Richland Hospital and clinics.
There's a lot of things that haven't been specified yet. We don't know exactly, but I'm going to file it under it could have been worse. And we are in good financial shape at the moment. We're in the black, and we're putting together next year's budget, and we hope to be in the black next year as well.
He added that they have hit the jackpot with new doctors coming in. This is good, as there is a nationwide shortage.
We are going to have, uncharacteristically, a lot of great access for primary care. Again, I saw today a statistic that Wisconsin is expected to be short about 2,500 doctors by 2030. So there is nationwide a severe shortage of physicians. And so here again, we are on the fortunate side of that circumstance that we have a great team of our existing doctors and new ones coming.
Raisler announced that TRHC has also voted to get into eye care to offer ophthalmology and eye surgery care. They hope to be able to offer eye care in early 2026. Richland Center City Utilities is celebrating the importance of public power during Public Power Week today. Scott Gauld is the electric superintendent for Richland Center City Utilities.
We'll be cooking for you for utility customers. Just looking forward to having folks come out, just educating our customers on, you know, things they can do, improve on energy efficiencies, water, wastewater, you know, the whole utility, some giveaways, and just it's been a really good event, and the numbers have grown annually. So
city utility customers are invited to enjoy a chicken and pork dinner from now until 6:30 at the Richland Center Community Center.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. We are having our annual Milwaukee Day sale on Thursday, October 9th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at our Richland Center location only. Buy select Milwaukee tools and receive special free items. Pick up an M18 compact brushless two-tool combo kit or an M18 Fuel 14-inch top handle chainsaw and get a free M18 red lithium battery. Plus, M12 heated gear is now available at our new lower price. These deals are only available Thursday, October 9th, and refreshments will be served to all attendees. Please don't miss this, and as always, we appreciate your business.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Naomi Caroline Knockertz-Maley, 99, of Richland Center, died September 27th at Schmidt Woodland Hills. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the St. Philip's Catholic Cemetery. A live stream of the service can be viewed on the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Naomi Caroline Knockertz-Maley, 99, of Richland Center. Robert A. Bob Williams, 87, of Richland Center, formerly of Skokie, Illinois, died September 29th at home. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 11 at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Robert A. Bob Williams, 87, of Richland Center, formerly of Skokie, Illinois. Neil H. Jorgensen, 86, of Verona, died September 8th, following a courageous battle with cancer. A memorial service will be held Saturday at 2:30 at Kingdom Hall in Middleton. Friends may call at Kingdom Hall Saturday from 1:30 until the time of service at 2:30. In lieu of flowers, a donation can be made to a hospice care center of your choice, Worldwide Work of Jehovah's Witnesses, or a charity of your preference. The Cleary Memorial Funeral Home assisted the family with arrangements for Neil H. Jorgensen, 86, of Verona. Laura Mae Elliott, age 95, died September 3rd. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 3 to 9 at the Woodman Community Hall. In lieu of flowers, the family requests memorials be sent to Boscobel VFW or American Legion, Grant County Cancer Coalition, or Wisconsin River Trail Organization. Laura Mae Elliott, age 95. Linda Gentis, 76, of Richland Center, died unexpectedly September 6th at home as a result of a rapid infection. A celebration of life will be held at 2 Sunday at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center with memory sharing and music. Linda's ashes will be spread on the family farm in Chenoa, Illinois, at a later date. Friends may call at the Phoenix Center Sunday from 11 until 2. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Linda Gentis, 76, of Richland Center. Lyle E. Holloway, 76, of rural Casanova, died suddenly Friday at the William S. Middleton Memorial Veterans Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life will be held at 4 o'clock Sunday at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Sunday from 2 until the time of service at 4. Military honors will be held at the funeral home by the Casanova American Legion Post, 491 McNamara Jasper. Lyle E. Holloway, 76, of rural Casanova. Patricia A. Muller, age 93, died October 2nd at Casa de Oaks Assisted Living Facility in Reedsburg. A funeral mass will be held Monday at noon at St. Joseph's Catholic Church of Baraboo. Burial will follow at St. Joseph's Cemetery in Baraboo. Friends may call at the church Monday from 10:30 until 11:45. The Farber Funeral Home is assisting the family of Patricia A. Muller, age 93. Peter J. Bremer, 75, of Muscadet, died Monday at home. Funeral services will be held Tuesday at 11 at St. John the Baptist Catholic Church in Muscadet. Friends may call at St. John's Gym in Muscadet Tuesday from 9 until the time of Mass at 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Peter J. Bremer, 75, of Muscadet.
Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on the farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindles today, 647-5851.
For today, retirement, and every moment in between, doing what you love is an investment worth keeping. Capital Wealth Advisor Group knows this. We take a personalized approach to understand your life and your wealth, helping you plan for the short term, long term, or whatever your terms may be. Wealth care for you and your family. Capital Wealth Advisory Group, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Hope you enjoyed this sunny fall day across Wisconsin today, folks. It's been a nice one, and high pressure building right down across Wisconsin will give us another chilly night. Frost is likely in many spots, so get out there and cover up those tender plants and flowers that you want to keep around for a while. Once we get past tonight, the nights overall should be warmer through the middle of next week, so a little bit more growing season ahead. Now, as far as rain goes, we got a couple of chances. The first few are very minor, one coming through late Thursday night, early Friday, probably just a trace or a few hundredths of an inch. The next system impacting us Sunday evening into early Monday, that one might squeeze out a tenth of an inch or so. And then a third system could come in by Tuesday night and Wednesday of next week. That one has the best chance to be more substantial, possibly producing a half inch or more. Otherwise, temperatures after tonight should be running just a touch above normal. Here's a forecast for tonight, including a frost advisory in Vernon, Richland, and Sauk counties. That runs from about 4 a.m. to 9 a.m. on Thursday morning, where temperatures will be the coldest. Lows reaching the mid or even low 30s in some spots. Light easterly wind. Tomorrow should bring plenty of sunshine, turning a touch warmer with a high of 67. The wind southeast up to 10. Thursday night clouding over with spotty light showers or sprinkles possible late, low at 46. Friday sprinkles possible early, then breaks of sun and mild, high 69. And Saturday partly cloudy, low 43, high 66. Sunday clouds increase and breezy, 50% chance of light showers by evening, low in the mid-40s, high 69. Monday a few showers early, then sun peaks, low 52, high of 71. And Tuesday mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms possible by the afternoon or evening, low 53 with a high near 70. Have yourself a nice evening out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank strives to provide excellent customer service every day. Excellent customer service is meeting and surpassing customers' expectations. What we expect from our bank may vary depending on our role in life, but we all need our bank to be willing to listen and understand. And on those occasions, when time is of the essence, to be ready to make a decision quickly. If a tractor, skid steer, washing machine, refrigerator, truck, table saw, computer system, or who knows what needs fixed or replaced, excellent customer service means being able to get an answer and have a loan processed in one day under most circumstances. It's what a hometown bank does to keep hometown businesses, farms, and homes running. Put Richland County Bank's hometown commitment to work for you and then enjoy the peace of mind that comes with excellent customer service. Try it. You'll like it at Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
It is a clear, well, sunny 61 degrees, and that is down from our high today of 65, but up from our morning low of 32. Yesterday, we had a high of 69 degrees and a trace of precipitation. A record high on this day set back in 1949 at 83, a record low 21 set in 1983. Last year on this day, our high was 73 and our low was 33. Sunset today will be at 6:31, sunrise tomorrow at 7:08. No precipitation. The barometer is holding steady after falling most of the day. It's at 30.31, while southwest winds are at 2 to 4. Again, it's 61 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. The Brewers are going against the Cubs as we speak, as they lead 2-0 in that series for the postseason. Right now, at the bottom of the third inning, the Cubs hold a 4-1 lead over the Brew Crew. You can hear the game going on right now on WRCE AM 1450 FM 107.7. The Milwaukee Bucks reportedly did discuss the idea of trading superstar Giannis Antetokounmpo to the New York Knicks. ESPN reports that Giannis hadn't requested a trade when the sides talked in August. His team has said multiple times that it has no plans to let the two-time MVP leave. The Knicks' offer wasn't nearly enough. Any trade for Giannis would send so much talent and draft capital to Milwaukee that the other side would be decimated. Badger Jr. John Blackwell has been named to the preseason All-Big Ten Conference team. Blackwell averaged nearly 16 points per game last season, top 25 four times, and put up 32 in Wisconsin's 116-85 win over Iowa. He and his teammates take the court on Saturday for the red-white scrimmage. The regular season opens with an exhibition in the Bad Boy Mower series in the Pfizer Forum October 24th against the Oklahoma Sooners.
Summer weather in Wisconsin can be unpredictable, to say the least. That's why Schwartz Insurance in Richland Center would like to ask if you have an updated insurance portfolio. Would you have enough coverage if you lost everything? Schwartz Insurance offers a package of insurance protection that can include property, liability, and vehicle coverage with Wilson Mutual Insurance. Call 647-8891 and be sure with Schwartz Insurance, your local Wilson Mutual Insurance agency in Richland Center.
Joe Flacco will start for the Cincinnati Bengals on Sunday at Green Bay after the veteran quarterback was acquired from the Cleveland Browns. Bengals coach Zach Taylor expressed confidence in Flacco's style and familiarity with the team's concepts. Taylor benched Jake Browning after three losses. Flacco already has prepared for Green Bay's defense this year. In week three, Browns defeated the Packers 13-10. The Bengals aim to quickly integrate Flacco into their system with Browning as their backup. The Detroit Lions have roared back after losing the season opener to the Packers. Sports Illustrated reports that they are the top team this week in the consensus power rankings. Green Bay checks in at number 7. After dropping that 27-13 decision in Lambeau Field, Detroit has blown out 4 straight opponents by a combined score of 161-85. The Packers won their first 2, but then lost to Cleveland and tied the Cowboys. The consensus power rankings average 8 NFL ranking services, including NFL.com and CBS Sports. The Lions were number 1 in all 8. And the NCAA has moved a step closer to allowing athletes and athletic department staff members to bet on professional sports. The Division I Administrative Committee approved the change on Wednesday. It must still be approved by Division II and III for it to go into effect. If approved by all three divisions, it would go into effect November 1st. This doesn't change the NCAA rule, which forbids athletes from betting on college sports. The NCAA also prohibits sharing information about college competitions with bettors. The institution also doesn't allow advertising and sponsorships of NCAA championships by betting sites. For WRCO Sports, I'm Bo Hendricks.
At A&W in Boscobel, they know what it takes to make a bacon cheeseburger. After all, they invented it back in 1963. This mouthwatering classic features a 1/3-pound double burger made with 100% U.S. beef, topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. Guests can make it a combo with delicious sides like cheese curds, coney dogs, or onion rings, and top it all off with a frosty mug of fresh-made A&W root beer. Located right on Highway 61 in Boscobel, A&W is still serving up the signature flavor and small-town charm, one burger at a time.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
For Pete's Sake is accepting applications for potential fall funding recipients through October 18th. Applications are available at 4PeteSake.com. That's the number 4PeteSake.com. By mail at 4PeteSake, Post Office Box 577, Spring Green, Wisconsin 53588. Or at Arcadia Books in downtown Spring Green. Applicants must have a health condition and reside in the River Valley School District to be eligible for funding. Please contact Todd Miller with questions at 608-588-4619 or at tmiller@4petesake.com. Again, For Pete's Sake fall funding round is now open. Applications are accepted through October 18th of 2025.
This farm news and market update from Brownfield on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Tim Slack Auction and Realty, LLC, offering professional auction service and real estate, household hay, firewood, produce, and farm machinery. Visit TimSlackAuctionRealty.com for more information on upcoming sales.
Hello, this is Chase Hustatoo with TimSlack Auction Realty with sales results and upcoming events. Reminder, next hay sale will be Wednesday, October 8th. We have multiple online-only auctions up and running right now. Both sales include farm machinery, tools, mowers, motorcycles, household, antiques, and much, much more. We also have real estate agents ready to help you buy or sell your real estate. Go to www.timsackauctionrealty.com or call 608-723-4020. This is Chase Hustatoo. Have a great day.
Hogs were lower Wednesday. Soybeans, cattle, and corn finished higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. You are made for farming, and so is Stein. At Stein Seed Company, they have decades of research dedicated to developing seed that allows you to farm the way you want to farm. Stein has yield. Soybeans were up on commercial and technical buying, with that support tied to optimism about tariff talks with China and the potential for trade aid. Beans are also watching the U.S. harvest and planting in South America. November beans are up 7.5 at 10.29.5. January was 5.25 higher at 10.44.25. December soybean meal was $1.10 higher at 2.78. December soybean oil was up 44 points at 51.48. Corn closed firm on commercial and technical buying. Forecasts into mid-month generally look warm and dry for much of the region, helping the harvest. Ethanol production was up on the week while stocks were down. December corn was 2.25 higher at 4.22, and March was up 1.5 at 4.37.75. And wheat was higher on short covering and technical buying. Recent rain in the Midwest and Plains has delayed winter wheat planting, but the soil moisture recharge is beneficial. While wheat's oversold, any sustained upside might continue to be limited by the growing global supplies. December Chicago was up 0.5 at 5.07.25. December Kansas City was 1.25 higher at 4.93.25. December Minneapolis at midweek was 3.5 cents higher at 5.55.5. Live and feeder cattle were higher, with feeders leading the way again on another round of support from the tight ready numbers. December live was up $1.15 at 238.87. February was $1.50 higher at 242.22. November feeders were up 4.57 at 368.82. January was 4.52 higher at 363.52. And hogs closed lower on the lower midday move in pork. December lean was down 7 cents on the day at 86.10, and the February contract was 15 lower at 88.12. Kellen Havikin has your full look at the cash livestock markets after this brief break.
John Deere is putting in work and putting up highlights.
Oh man, look at those passes. Tillage, planting, harvesting.
3 years in and these pre-owned machines are still at the top of their game. We're talking reliability, performance, and long-term potential.
And get this, these veteran machines can pick up the latest precision tech with ease.
You know it, and fans ready to add John Deere certified pre-owned equipment and more options to their lineup can shop at machinefinder.com.
Booyah!
For 75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at MDA75.org.
Cattle country is quiet at midweek. There are some asking prices being noted around $235 to $237 in the south, but nothing's been established in the north. Significant trade volume could be picked up in the balance of the week. Box beef closed mixed. Choice was 19 cents higher at $366.16, and select was $364 lower at $345.24. Estimated cattle slaughter was 118,000 head. Cash hogs closed higher. Processors were aggressive in meeting their near-term needed numbers. The market remains focused on demand domestically. It's steady, but there is some uncertainty about whether it will hold up globally. No export sales number from USDA this week due to the partial shutdown of the federal government. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct closed 42 cents higher with a base range of $94 to $101 with a weighted average price of $99.05. Pork values closed 221 lower at 103.82. All primal cuts were lower. An estimated hog slaughter was 489,000 head. I'm Kellen Havikin for Brown Field.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Back in 1933, a new car only cost about $600, and a gallon of gas was around 18 cents. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance Agency, and while we can't make the cost of gas or cars go down, we can help you with auto insurance, now offering GEICO. Contact us at richardsinsure.com or call 585-2137.
I'm Brent Barnett with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. The American Egg Board says the industry is still recovering from losses caused by highly pathogenic avian influenza as the fall bird migration season picks up. CEO Emily Metz tells Brownfield more than 70 million birds were lost between last October and this March.
We're repopulating as quickly as we can, but we're still not recovered fully, and so there's still disruption.
More news is next.
John Deere is putting in work and putting up highlights.
Oh man, look at those passes. Tillage, planting, harvesting.
3 years in and these pre-owned machines are still at the top of their game. We're talking reliability, performance, and long-term potential.
And get this, these veteran machines can pick up the latest precision tech with ease.
You know it, and fans ready to add John Deere certified pre-owned equipment and more options to their lineup can shop at machinefinder.com.
Booyah!
From State Farm Bureau meetings to national ag policy meetings, even global trade events, Brownfield Ag News is there. We're on the ground year-round, covering the stories that impact you. We bring you relevant, timely news across the airwaves and across digital and social media platforms, too. Wherever agriculture is happening, Brownfield is there. Stay informed, stay connected at brownfieldagnews.com.
Agronomist with Beck says farmers who applied fungicide this year are seeing significantly higher corn yields. Trey Stevens covers southeast Nebraska and says yields have been below expectations.
We can really pinpoint that to heavy southern rust and disease pressure. In the conversations that I've had, definitely fungicide, you know, there was positive ROI in a fungicide pass, and some guys did it twice.
The outlook on the rebuild of the U.S. cattle herd looks different across the Midwest. Josh Worthington, a cattle producer in southern Missouri, says the conversations are happening.
I don't know that there's people out there just looking to buy big, huge groups of cows right now, but I do see people starting to add some heifers or starting to add some cows, and I think one of the real indications is we're starting to see some people keep heifers back. And that tells me that they're trying to do some rebuild.
U.S. ethanol production surged last week as many operations wrapped up seasonal maintenance. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
Reedsburg Farmers Co-op understands that downtime is costly when you're busy in the field. When you need your auto or truck service, bring it to Reedsburg Farmers Co-op service station for a tune-up, oil change, tires, or transmission flush, along with brakes or exhaust. Do you have a busted hydraulic hose? They can help with that too. Call Mark at 524-3651 for an appointment. He's ready to keep you on the go. Reedsburg Farmers Co-op is ready to listen and serve any or all of your seed, feed, and service needs. See them today on South Walnut Street in Reedsburg.
Landowners manage a variety of assets every day. Trees on your property are an asset you shouldn't take for granted. The staff of Meister Log and Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team can help you make the decisions that will be in the best interest of you and your trees. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Bayer Crop Science continues to emphasize innovation. I'm Erin Anderson, and this is Managing for Profit, a content partnership with Bayer on Brownfield. In this episode of Managing for Profit, Bayer Global Corn Strategy Lead Todd Heap discusses the exciting innovations coming out of Bayer's corn traits pipeline and how they're set to revolutionize farming. We'll find out more right after this on Brownfield.
You never know what tomorrow holds or what your fields will look like in 10 years. But if you listen closely, really closely, you can hear the future. It sounds like more flexibility, more yield potential, producing more from less, and even more ways to be a steward of your land, not only for this season, but for generations to come. Bayer Traits has constantly pushed the boundaries of what's possible for decades. And now we're ushering in a new era of agriculture. With 7 blockbuster traits in the next 10 years, we're not settling for the status quo. We're looking at limits as opportunities and attacking every challenge a farmer faces from every angle. Hear and see how we're putting innovation into action at traits.bayer.com/innovation. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Todd Heap, Bayer Global Corn Strategy Lead, says Bayer's North American corn trait pipeline continues to outpace the competition and helps address the evolving needs of corn farmers today.
We do provide an integrated approach that combines our elite genetics with biotechnology traits and crop protection solutions to enhance that yield potential and, more importantly, the profit potential for growers across the country.
He says the Preceon Smart Corn system helps unlock increased yield potential for farmers.
We've reduced the height of those corn hybrids by about 30%, along with a tailored agronomic recommendation such as a density placement recommendation, and all of that delivered and executed through digital services like Climate Field View. This improves standability. This offers great protection against lodging and green snap because of that reduced stature of about 30%. That plant is placing that energy down below the ground. What we've seen is a deeper, faster rooting environment, giving that plant greater opportunity to explore additional moisture as well as capture greater nutrient uptake. We have seen trials over the last 6 or 7 years where we do have that yield advantage for the Preceon Smart Corn system when enhanced management is applied to that farm. This year, around 650 growers participated with the Preceon Smart Corn system. About 85,000 acres were planted. That's about 130 acres per grower. We're just a couple years from introducing our second generation of Preceon Smart Corn.
Heap says Bayer's fourth generation of corn rootworm protection complements the existing pest management portfolio.
We do anticipate to launch that in that 2028 timeframe, pending regulatory approval. It will truly represent a change in the landscape of CRW or corn rootworm protection. This will feature two new proteins along with an enhanced RNAi technology. This really marks the first new mode of action for corn rootworm since 2006. This will provide us a new, more effective mode of action for corn rootworm control.
Always read and follow IRM where applicable, grain marketing and all other stewardship practices and pesticide label directions. I'm Erin Anderson, and this is Managing for Profit, a content partnership with Bayer on Brownfield.
Kleppe Grain Service is known for on-time transport of large quantities of grains or other crops. You can count on Kleppe Grain Service for a variety of innovative and customized hauling solutions. Call 608-604-5803. You work hard to plant and harvest on time. Jason will work just as hard to get your crops from the field to where they need to go. Kleppe Grain Service, it's the best choice. Call 608-604-5803.
It's just about 18 minutes away from 6 o'clock as we make our way back here for some great music nearing the 6 o'clock hour. Heading into the bottom of the fourth inning, the Brewers are slowly starting to claw their way back as they trail 4-2 now. And hopefully they can continue to get a little bit closer here with each inning or each time at bat. It's sunny and 59 degrees, so a little cool out there. Be ready for a night where we may see some more frost. I definitely felt it this morning. Here's Michael Ray.
From an airplane window, it's always sunny up above the clouds. She's got a mouth full of innuendo, but she makes a sound innocent somehow. Those hungry eyes can't be denied. Take me to church, show me the light. Straight masterpiece, way out of my league. Yeah, but I'm gonna hold her like a trophy tonight. She's decorating my car. She'll leave a scar in a story to tell. She's decorating my car. Soon she'll be breaking my heart. She's two wild horses to be on my
in that moment. She's decorating my car. Soon she'll be breaking my heart. She's two wild horses to be all mine. I'll be a beast of burden on borrowed time. She's gonna rip off any kind of label. She's into leaving those strings untied. Keeping it tax free under the table. She might only be mine tonight. That's alright, that's okay. She's gonna be one hell of a one that got away. That's alright, mind her, but hey, she's gonna be one hell of a one that got away.
To your mamas and love your neighbor like you know you can. Cause there's a place I know called heaven that someday you may wanna go. They never get tired or sick up there, and their streets are made of gold. I said, well, preacher, see, I'm the son of a southern man. Raised up good in the yellow sunshine, working hard in the mud and the sand. And I do believe in the fella upstairs, and I will till I'm gray and old. But to tell you the truth, I'm a little concerned about these streets made of gold. Yeah, I have just one simple request in mind. And never end if you would ever be so kind. Send a message up there on my behalf. It ain't much to ask. Here is good God Almighty, I beg you please, just before I'm dead, turn them streets of gold to dirt roads of red. Now there are very few things in this life that turn me up, turn me on. I sure love the touch of a good-looking woman, smell of a fresh-cut lawn. And I'm a tax-paying citizen, damn good fisherman, Lord knows I'd never impose. But on that day when I make it to heaven, I'm gonna walk down a red dirt road. Yeah, I have just one simple request in mind. Reverend, if you would ever be so kind as to send a message up there on my behalf. It ain't much to ask. Here is good God Almighty, I beg you please, just before I'm dead, turn them streets of gold. Ah, come on now with it.
At Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center, kids learn best through play. Their caring team creates a fun, hands-on environment where children from 6 weeks to 12 years old can explore, grow, and thrive. They're now enrolling, so if you're looking for a safe, engaging place where your child can shine, call Sunshine and Giggles at 649-5501 today. Sunshine and Giggles, where learning is always full of smiles.
Welcome to Foggy Bottom Woodworks, your one-stop shop for turning dreams into reality. They offer top-notch custom cabinetry, millwork, countertops, and more. For over 20 years, the skilled designers and craftsmen have been delivering exceptional quality using locally sourced materials and pre-finishing all components right in their shop. With in-house production, don't settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary. Explore true custom craftsmanship at Foggy Bottom Woodworks. Visit them at 555 East Warehouse Street in Muscadet or call 608-73.
Good afternoon. This is Andy from Equity Livestock. Tomorrow's our feeder sale. Got quite a few cattle here consigned. Here are consignments. We got 15 White Park cows, 7 yearling heifers, 13 calves, and 1 registered bull off that group. We got 6 White Park heifers coming out of another place. We have 20 head of Hereford steers and heifers, 850 to 1,000 pounds, 2 rounds of shots coming off pasture grain. We got 8 to 10 Hereford steers and heifers, 400 to 500 pounds, 2 rounds of shots, getting some grain. We got 15 to 20, 500 to 1,000 pound beef steers and heifers, head shots, getting some grain on pasture. We got 15 to 20, 350 to 550 pound steers and heifers, baldies, weaned shots, getting some feed. We got 24, 450, 500 pounds, weaned up 30 days, 2 rounds of shots, bunk broke, getting corn, oats, and hay. We have 15 450, 500 pound black steers and heifers, 2 rounds of shots, bunk broke, weaned 45 days on corn and pellet and hay. And we have some other consignments that have been called in, smaller ones. If you have any questions or consignments, feel free to call the barn at 647-6151 or Andy at 434-4023. And don't forget, we're open all day till 7 o'clock tonight, and our sale starts at 11 tomorrow. And don't forget, it is our customer appreciation sale. Hope to see you there at the sale.
The countdown is on for the Hub City Diesel Truck Challenge coming to the Richland County Fairgrounds Friday and Saturday, October 10th and 11th. Friday's schedule features the Diesel Challenge class on the dyno from noon to 9 p.m., truck and tractor pulls at 6 p.m., the Friday Night Lights truck meetup from 4 to 10 p.m., and live music by Sean Shell from 9 to 11 p.m. in the Pitts Entertainment Tent. Saturday keeps the entertainment rolling with the Show and Shine at 10 a.m., ATV and Dirt Bike Dregs at 11, Fan Dyno and Burnout Road noon to 5 p.m., and the Diesel Truck Challenge plus vehicle dirt drags at 3 p.m. Everything happens at the Richland County Fairgrounds October 10th and 11th. Now, more than ever, keeping your home safe matters. Did you know most people who misuse prescription drugs get them from the medicine cabinet of a friend or family member? National Drug Takeback Day is Saturday, October 25th, from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. at the Richland Center Police Department, 470 South Main Street, Richland Center. It's the perfect time to clear out old or unused medications. Can't make it that day? No problem. There are 4 permanent medication drop box locations in our area. The Richland County Sheriff's Department, Richland Center Municipal Building, Center Pharmacy in Richland Center, and the Viola Village Hall. If you can't reach one of these, simply put wet coffee grounds or kitty litter in a plastic bag. Mix in your medications, seal it, and toss it in the household trash. This is one crisis we have the power to control. Brought to you by the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County.
Looking for a career where tradition meets opportunity? Join the legacy at Scott Industries, a proud family-owned business celebrating 75 years. They're expanding and hiring dedicated team members. No experience necessary. Just bring your enthusiasm. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 to 3 at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet, or call 739-3171 to learn more. Scott Industries, a profit-sharing company where you can grow your career.
Just a couple minutes away from 6 o'clock. Keep in mind tomorrow, the Family Thrift Shop will be their monthly board of directors meeting will be at 1 at 120 South Main Street. It's 59 degrees, and here's Lennon and Maisie.
I've been trying to do it right. I've been living a lonely life. I've been sleeping here instead. I've been sleeping in my bed.
Hey.
All the blood that I would bleed. Huh. I don't know where I belong.
Hey.
I don't know where I went wrong.
Oh.
I can write a song.
Hey.
I belong to you. You belong to me. You're my sweet.
Finishing the hour out with Aaron Tippin. The news is sponsored by the Homesteaders Store at 6 o'clock tonight, but also by Johnson Tractor. It is 59 degrees, and looking at a frost advisory for Vernon, Richland, and Sauk counties from 4 a.m. to 9 a.m. Thursday.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Another vote to end the shutdown failing in the Senate, with frustrations growing between Republicans and Democrats, deadlocked on health care benefits. Here's ABC's Selena Wang.
Democrats say that they are trying to protect Americans' health care. They refuse to budge on this until Republicans agree to extend those expiring Obamacare subsidies so that health care premiums don't rise for millions of Americans. On the other hand, Republicans say we're not going to talk while the government is shut down.
A bipartisan group of senators expected to force a vote tonight on their resolution aimed at limiting the Trump administration's strikes against boats allegedly transporting drugs from Venezuela. After reports of progress being made on talks between Israel and Hamas to end the war in Gaza, President Trump says he's considering traveling to Egypt as early as this weekend if a deal is reached. The White House says Friday President Trump is expected to receive his annual physical at Walter Reed Medical Facility. This is ABC News. Six former surgeons general who have served under presidents since former George W. Bush.